Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Everybody getting ready for this elliptical, I would say, and massive 333 gateway that's going to be taking place on Sunday. So I just think tonight I'm going to bring some information through from the Masters of Enlightenment. Of all that seems to be swirling around and spiraling around my consciousness in the last few days. And I just find that there's a lot of shifting, a lot of transitioning, and most of all, a higher sense of this is really happening. This is really, really taking place. We're really about to move into a higher state of consciousness. And so I was reminded that this super full moon eclipse just opened us up into the higher shifts of consciousness and started the light transformation just the other day. And the essence of the higher beings came in this morning. And amazingly enough, I was given the presence of the little medicine man that came in on that large megalith in Uluru in Australia on the 11-11-11 gateway. And so I thought, well, you know what? If he's coming in, maybe this 333 gateway has something to do with the 11-11-11 gateway. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to have to find out what was his message and give a little bit of a review to bring your own mindset and your own understanding of the 11-11-11 gateway. What happened with me during the 11-11-11, a portal of a pillar of three panels of light streamed down as three different levels of highest dimensional consciousness beings, star elders, star beings, star nations of many dimensions, all poured through these three columns or pillars of light, coming through, giving me a message that they were here to assist in the ascension and transcending vibrations of consciousness into man kingdom and into all the other kingdoms of consciousness on the planet. And the medicine man at that time was rattling. He had a little stick, a rattle, and he was shaking this rattle in the outback on that megalith, and he was shaking seeds, rattling the seeds of crystal essences onto man kingdom and onto all of the grid systems on the planet. And the crystal seeds were tapping into all of our own outer fields and into our own consciousness of our soul seeds to activate and to awaken and nurture the lost soul of who we are within us. In emenia tu kubaya tu totoro yeshu yetana, each panel of light that came in on that time, one was creator consciousness rattling and shaking the essence to awaken us. The next one was the Christ consciousness that was coming in to bring in an essence of a holiness frequency of golden seeds of light. And then, of course, we have the infinite all source consciousness. And so these three panels or pillars of light streaming down were the light essences of those creator, Christ, and infinite all consciousness, purifying all of our ethereal body and to assist us in reclaiming the crystal soul aspects of who we truly are. This is a very, very powerful triple 11, 11, 11 gateway of three powerful creator, Christ, and infinite all consciousness, opening up new systems in our bodies so that we could begin connecting and communicating to the masters of light, to help the transformation that's taking place and has continued to take place. The three waves of consciousness were also showering me that there was going to be a huge blessing that was going to be pouring upon everyone on the 333 gateway. So the little medicine man, he was quite right in waking me up this morning at 5 a.m., shaking his rattle, saying, "Hey there, you remember me on the 11-11-11? I'm coming back for the 333, and I'm going to really rattle up those three consciousness fields in your ethereal body or outer fields." So that during this year, beginning with the January and then 2-2 gateway and now into the 3-3-3 gateway, our ethereal body will be growing into an alignment of our own infinite light crystals that are housing the crystal light frequencies for us to transmit onto one another. It's very exciting to think that we had the introduction coming through in many portals on the planet on that 11-11-11. And now today with this telepathic Tuesday, we're recognizing that it's a time for us to get connected and get organized for the March 3rd, third day, third month, a year of three, to begin a holy trinity of light and mastery. And that's just kind of how things are opening up for tonight. I also had another enlightenment of preparing the 3-3 gateway, which also was very interesting and enlightening, of many masters are going to be surrounding us throughout this entire year into 2022. And these masters that are coming through are of crystal light essences in different forms and different dimensions. But they really centered on today was the Kumaras and of the heightened beings of lords of light and lords of councils of science and quantum vibrational species of different intelligences. I'm like, okay, now we're really, really moving into higher grid systems here. I know I'm stepping into a very highly evolved frequency of attracting heightened quantum vibrational beings and their science and intelligences. But a light essence of masters coming in through grid systems, a zero space and zero time, arrived also today. And I just kind of thought, well, these masters are of light cords and light essences, and they're bringing in a very, very heightened vibration of stillness, which I know many of you are tapping into. These are different tones. They're different tunes. They're different vibrations. And this is the councils of light beings that are appearing as Kumaras, they said, with lords of light and lords of karma beside them. Okay, we have lords of light and lords of karma, and we need to understand what these two rows of light beings are doing. So that's where we're going to go tonight with a message and what came through this morning with these high beings. So I just want to get myself nicely anchored here and get you all who are listening tonight to get your feet nicely anchored. Yahweh Yashiro Maya Tio Choro Yoruba Yata Kira Naya Shirano Barhadana. Baya Chiru Yatukurabayatrana. Align into the stillness. Tap into that higher frequency. Connect at the crown chakra. Connect the inner pineal crystal. Align the foot chakras deep into the crystal grid system within the core of the planet. Feel the connection tingling within the foot chakras. Your own crystal-like grid system within your body, within your ethereal body, within your grids of the feet are aligning, synchronizing, and tuning into the heartbeat of Gaia and her crystals are connecting into your feet. There's a higher vibration arriving from heightened dimensions of the Kumaras of light and lords of light are transmitting light essences and light streams from highest dimensions. Beyond. This is a time, child, on this planet where there is an infusion of light beings and an infusion of higher species, of higher dimensional ones arriving. The councils of Kumaras and councils of karmic souls and councils of karmic lords and councils of science, of quantum science, vibrations of intelligences, of infinite species are connecting and spiraling and gathering and creating a mapping above the planetary consciousness grid system. You who have connected Chichirudo to the cosmic realm, sonar waves, to that of the multidimensional grid systems, ye ichito, your own antennas within your chakra columns are radiating a transmission of light frequencies that has begun encoding your ethereal body into a crystalline grid system. Amachitu, the lords of karma, have aligned into a council room with 12 Kumaras of light. Inchito and these 12 karmic lords and these 12 Kumaras of light above in the dimensional grids above the planet are facing one another. They are standing before each other, waiting for the settling and blending of the higher souls of your consciousness. There is a gap between these two rows of lords as they are receiving directions from the infinite all masters chamber rooms. There is a tapping into an awakening of the blending of the souls of the higher beings which are above them communicating. And my own I Am presence in this multidimensional grid system of light of crystalline particles, I am seeing this light that is mapping where they are standing in a circle. Karmic lords and Kumaras of light, ascended masters in the fifth and eighth dimensions, all in one hoop of oneness. And these lords and masters are being directed by the heightened intelligence species beyond them. They must begin an awakening of the oneness frequency and blending a harmonic vibration of this oneness frequency of a crystalline grid onto the planet. You have your own soul seeds that have been tapped into and a rattling of awakening and nurturing from the higher multidimensional ones on the 11-11-11. And those souls who were tapped into a heightened, awakened ones are operating as masters that are overshadowing many on this planet. These Kumaras in the higher realms know who you are and need to be connecting to your souls so that your own soul's purpose, the Ichukurabana, will begin aligning. And Amaniachi Ichukurana, as a Kumara, as a master, as a light being, to begin removing karmic threads within the human soul, but also to begin aligning into your light master of your crystal light soul being of who you are. It is these Kumara's essence, these lords of light and these lords of karma that are assembling in a pyramid formation around all grid systems of all ethereal bodies to assist in your own soul's awakening. And as it is awakened, it will be guided and directed into your own soul purpose. This is what the Kumaras of highest consciousness and masters of light are being directed to do now as they are descending onto this planet, into her crystalline grid systems. Many of you will be receiving the direction from your own strands of light or threads of heightened telepathic knowledge that you have been receiving now from your own masters, from your own spirit guide, from your own Kumaras to advance you, to connect you, to align you, and to communicate into your own soul seed, its crystal of light intelligences will telepathically guide you and speak to you of your crystal soul's true purpose. I have seen the infinite all vibration of a highest strand of intelligences in waveforms hovering over a magnificent, magnified, and magnetized grid. And this directive force field that the Kumaras and masters of who you all were in a soul lifetime is coming in to alignment as a director of information, a highest being of your crystalline essence will be working through you and giving you direction. Into Kurubayatana, it will be showering you as your own Kumara of light within you, as your own crystal light soul will know what it does through you as it becomes you, and will lead both you and your soul and your own life stream of who you are into a light field for healing and transcending as a higher master. The Inchu Kurbadarna, these lords of light and Kumaras, soon arriving in fields on these higher lunar activities and eclipses and gateways, will be transfiguring all grid systems of consciousness. They have been empowered and showered by a directive that I have seen mapping in the heightened multi-dimensions, and have seen the showering and empowering threads of light-coated particles dancing on the ocean's waves, elaborately weaving into your outer fields as you are spiraling and amplifying into a higher fifth dimensional and beyond consciousness. This is a year of three. It is a year of trinity, of trinitized frequencies of light coated crystals, which you will all be transforming into. And some of you will move into the masters. Some of you will become the Kumaras and Lords of Light. And some of you already have witnessed an amplification of your own telepathy and connective fields of transferring the crystals of your own crystallized antennas to connect and become a light being. Now it is time for you to teach and heal many others around you, and you will connect cords and threads of the light crystal frequencies of these ones who I am seeing in councils of light, in councils of karmic threads, in councils of Kumaras, of 12th dimensional species of intelligences, that will allow you to tap back into your originating soul purpose or soul journey as they arrive around you and amplify your pyramidal vibrational tone that you are moving through each day now. No longer will we be trapped lost souls, for these higher councils arriving through the infinite all of Kumaras, of Lords of Light, of highest beings, will be assisting us to connect to our soul's divine journey, and to assist the planet and all of her elements, elementals, and kingdoms of consciousness to become magnetized and crystallized of a heightened vibration of oneness consciousness. Bahadeshu, Dudukurabhajana, the oneness cord of the Trinity of the Mother, Father, God, Creator Consciousness, Christ Consciousness, and the Infinite Consciousness did form a pyramid of light vibrations upon Jesus, upon Moses, upon those such as Yogananda and many others who moved into the crystallized vibration that was placed in their ethereal bodies. Through stillness, we are already tapping into our ethereal bodies. It is now that the director of the heightened vibrations of councils of light has called in the Lords of Karma to remove their threads that have been entangling and diffuse the soul lifetimes of karma, so that all will be raised up and intertwined and divinely orchestrated into the stillness vibration of light. Your own soul will know that it is going to be connecting to your crystal light soul of the Kumara, Master, Lord of Light, or other sacred being who enlightens you, who will vibrate your consciousness of your soul into an illumination frequency of your crystallite soul being. Ahadishu tokobadshichirno. We will be illuminaries of light. We will be masters of light. We will be crystal souls of light intelligences. And amanayachu, and we are being assisted in this ascension. And we are being guided, guarded, and protected through crystal light grid systems that are moving in waveforms upon all ley lines and portals, ocean floors and desert sands, planet. This frequency of the light vibration will flow through your heart, head, and hands, and you will connect through the Master of Illumination and Vibrations, and its light codes will simply begin infusing you, igniting you, so that you can begin transmitting it. These councils of light will connect you with their light, with their love on this 3-3-3 gateway. It will be your soul to your master soul, to illuminations of a light being that will stand in a pyramid formation as the three consciousness fields of Creator Christ and Infinite All blend and harmonically attune you into your own pillar of light. Aba Hadeshi to Kuba Anchi, stay anchored, breathe in all of the light that you are, and feel the vibrations as you become connected. Amada Yachitano, see through the eyes of the Kumara, Master Light Being who is assisting you. Ask for its frequency of a crystallite essence to flow through you. Ask to be illuminated with the tones and vibrations of light, and feel the activate vibration within you, within your hands, within your heart. And let it flow as you are in stillness. Through this stillness, we can reconstruct and release any low vibration so that we can connect even stronger to the Master of Light, the Kumara, and the higher soul essence. Lens within the inner mind's eye amplifies and projects within the inner heartbeat and a light passageway forms directly in front of your heart for your soul purpose, soul passageway. Is set before you, the Kumaras, the Councils of Light, and your own spiritual soul being is standing on the passageway before your heartbeat. And directly in front of you, you are being directed to breathe in this illumination of light, of sparks, of crystal light particles dancing on this passageway in front of you. Visualize, child, a crystal light essence that is now building, forming, and becoming within your body now. Breathe in liquid light crystals of small light sparks within your body now, within your chakras. There is light, fluid, crystalline light frequencies. Ichodobanda, how do you do? It is the essence of light of your master's presence that is flowing inside of you and emanating. A little light crystal particle in all of your chakra fields, hands, heart, eyes, throat. And you should know. These light particles are dancing in your outer fields as you are transmitting them out of your heart, out of your hands, out of your throat, out of your third eye, out of your knees. And you are pouring outwards onto all other outer fields surrounding you. Your inner soul child and its mastery essence of these light particles of light sparks of illuminating orbs surrounding you knows exactly what direction your soul purpose is now. For your inner soul child listens and breathes in, connects, and emanates your master soul's light vibrations, and more sparks are emanating from the Council of Light and Kumaras and spirit guides standing before you. In a pyramid formation on your pathway, still directing you to breathe in more of the light vibration, more of the light intelligences more of your light body's abilities. The Chichukura Vadna. These are teachings, these are lessons, these are manuscripts and soul timelines of mastery that is returning back into your outer field on this pathway and passageway. A Inchukurno and your inner soul child leaps within your heart for joy as another divine frequency of light has been guided and directed directly into you. And your soul receives another higher purpose of light. I am not a body. I live in this body. I am essence of light particles, flowing and floating of light intelligences of all masters and their tones and their frequencies of light particles. I am incepting and breathing in to my chakra body, to my heart of soul seedlings of all that I am in absolute oneness to their love, guiding me, aligning me. I am here as an infinite one to awaken all souls to begin assisting others around you to connect and infuse their soul's purpose into oneness consciousness. In Chukwaya, by clearing the soul mind consciousness and directing their soul to its dimensional master soul, we can all become infinite divine beings. Me chukovaya chichi yishu yuzu aman chichi yutu koya shiano neteya yu yu kovaya. Mani chiki ishi ishi kuraba te chi chirana mania kuraba. The 333 gateway will be massive vibrational openings to the cosmos. Aniachi anchirono. Aniachi ishi kuraba na inchirono. There is pyramid of pyramidal light grids arriving and surrounding multitudes of crystallite masters on Ichukurama. These crystal light masters' essences are light essences, and their light threads pour into the connecting consciousness field. It creates a heightened Merkaba vibration of the flower of light, unseen by mankind, yet and all-seeing, all-knowing vibration within their souls that have been ignited. I am on the edge to you to quote about you stepping into this higher vibration today, seeing the pyramidal formats of grid systems arriving in flower of light formats in your outer fields, housing light grids of multitudes of crystal light master's essences. Will your inner soul light up into a light essence and begin moving into its own infinity formats? You will begin clearing the limitations of that of karmic threads that had been holding your soul in captivity, so that you could now float into a higher zero point of zero space and zero time on all of your crystal light soul passageways that are amplifying, quantifying, magnetizing directly in front of you. Did I see my own passageway and pathway of many masters, of many light beings calling out to me, this is your grid system now. It is your ethereal body of light vibrations now. Connect and breathe in. Become oneness with all of us, child. And so direct, connect, and radiate a transmission onto all other souls. Your soul purpose is to create oneness consciousness on this planet through many grid systems of many of us, not just the Kumaras and Councils of Light and Lords of Light that are bowing down to those precious Lords of Karma who have untangled threads for many souls on this very now moment. The inner soul will be moving into passageways of freedom as the Trinity of Light of your Mother, Father, God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit within you, aligns into the holiest light soul and its essence. And as it ascends, itukopadana, out from the galactic realm, into the cosmic realm, and even into the universal consciousness realm, the vibrations of your soul light consciousness will follow the passageways and spin into reality frequencies and intertwine and radiate and transform without any interruptive fields of low consciousness, of karmic soul lifetime. He will not exist when you are playing in the fields of these passageways and following the orbs of your crystal light soul's vibrations. The 333 gateway of holy cosmic consciousness of light will begin the lifting, transforming of your physical bodies, physical minds, into a knowing of your crystal soul's ethereal form. And the soul-like connection will begin into a master form. Imagine, Amadshu Kutitirna, that what is right in the ethereal fields. You cannot see the light, but you can feel and adapt to its light vibration through stillness. And the directors of the infinite all chambers are releasing fragments of your soul's purpose to be delivered by the Lords of Light, the councils of Kumaras, the 12 tribes of 12 dimensions and 12 nations. They are once more arriving. They were there on that 11-11-11 with the Star Elders and Star Nations that began the shaking in of clearing your outer body to prepare you for this elaborate Trinity year of a three of mastery. And so this gateway of three, a three, a three shall enlighten you even more powerfully from that what had transcended you on the 11, 11, 11. Ma'amayishi, breathe in each day the essence of that which you cannot see. Practice each day by aligning into the higher soul essence as you step into stillness and purify your physical body by clearing those hidden karmic low vibrations. Then tap into your third eye by placing your fingertips at the hairline to activate the pineal crystal seedlings. Feel the counter rotation and begin pouring more threads of your passageways into your third eye and down onto your crown. Bring the pyramids of grid systems. Breathe in all of this essence each day as you practice and continually cleanse and purify your ethereal body to feel the holy presence of your soul moving even more deeply into your inner heartbeat. You will become the crystal light soul being of who you truly are. And you will harmonize the crystals within your body and attune the light fields into your inner body more than you realize. Viyama Shuvia Teta Toko Vaishi, you are ready to begin following your own higher master soul's direction. You are ready to follow the lead of your own crystal light soul standing on the passageway before you. Skip along across the grid lines of golden passageways with your master soul. You need only connect. Build your body, children, into light crystals. Know who you are and just be me, the master energy. Breathe in all the hues, all the vibrations, all the beauty. and transmit that frequency through your feet into the ocean floors, through the desert sand, onto the carpet of greenery, and into the heartbeat of a golden vibration of peace in the core of the planet. Now breathe up that golden peace of Gaia's heartbeat into your heartbeat. Hold, so that your crystallite soul is in oneness with your own soul, with her soul heartbeat. Now transmit into your outer body and its grid system, onto all who are around you, onto all animals and kingdoms and elements, and know that you are ready for the alignment of the three consciousness powers of Creator, of Christ consciousness, and of the infinite all consciousness that will be arriving. All councils of light in all dimensions and all nations on the three gateway. The abundance of love, the abundance of joy within your body as it begins transforming and transitioning each day until Sunday, when we will gather again on this Blog Talk Radio at 1:30 for the gateway. I will be here. I will be amplifying another activation in a higher frequency. So thank you for being here tonight. Listen to the replay as many times as you like to continue to activate yourself into a higher state. Thank you for joining me, and begin following me on the website, IamInfiniteAll.com, at any time. You may connect. That is all for now, they say. A big smile and a big hug. I'm going to say good night. Good night.